There's Greg Gisbert taking off on trumpet. That recorded the KUVO Performance Studio back in 2007. Freddie Rodriguez Sr. leading the band, with Artie Moore at bass, Tony Black at drums, his son Freddie Jr. at piano. Blue Caper, the theme song for Freddie Rodriguez. Hey, Carlos Lando on the line with me. Man, we were all hit very, very hard by the passing of Freddie Rodriguez last week. You as hard as any of us, because Freddie Rodriguez was on the scene, and at 89 years, the man played just a whole lot of music.
Yeah, Steve, it's the legacy of Freddie Rodriguez is so interesting, and I've had a lot of time to think about it over the weekend. I've heard the tributes on the air. I've seen various reports on television, and obviously the newspaper. But one of the things that really just stood out to me is that Freddie was one of these guys who just really loved to put the spotlight on someone else. He was such a giving individual. And in my conversations over the weekend, on the phone, talking to other musicians, other people, and just really realizing that they had had a connection with Freddie. And I'm not just talking about jazz musicians. I'll give you an example. Hmm. Over the weekend, Sam Mayfield on the air with All Blues. And he was talking about a gentleman who got him started on the instrument and what he meant. And I didn't know. I caught it like midstream. I didn't know he was talking about Freddie Rodriguez Sr. As it turns out, Sammy, young man in the 50s, early 60s, getting his first lesson in band, how to play in a band with Freddie Rodriguez Sr., teaching him the finer points of the saxophone. I didn't know Sammy played alto sax when he first started. He wanted to be a saxophonist.
A saxophone player, yeah. I heard that tribute, and Sammy was tough getting through it, like we all are.
We are. It was really, really a tough. So, again, you go back and back and back. We have a member of our board of directors who's also a musician who, plays now as a hobby, plays at home and so forth. But at one time, he just wanted to go and play as well as he could, swing as hard as he could, and just wanted to be part of that vibe in El Chapultepec. Mm-hmm. And as a young guy in college, this was 20, 25 years ago, where is he going? He's heading to El Chapultepec to watch the band, hear the band, and hopefully get a chance to meet Freddie, because if he met Freddie, that meant that the chances were that he was going to invite you to come up and play a song with the band. And that's the kind of man that he was, and that's why this is such a huge thing. There'll never be another vibe like El Chapultepec. There'll never be another musician and man like Freddie Rodriguez, a senior.
Carlos Lando on the phone with us, remembering Freddie Rodriguez Sr., whom we lost last week to complications from the COVID-19 virus, 89 years old. And we're talking about his standing gig Thursday nights at El Chapultepec. He was there, 4 weeks ago playing. I saw him at Christmas and playing strong at 80 plus years old, almost 90. He never let up.
Yeah, no, he was and interesting because he had a pacemaker put in his heart just, I guess, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And like you said, he came back stronger than ever, the intonation. I mean, he was just, I'll tell you, when we're all, as younger people sometimes, when I say younger, I mean a lot of us in our 40s and 50s and 60s, when we're growing up and we latch on to habits sometimes that are not the greatest for our health, like, for example, like smoking, cigarettes. And I know that Freddie smoked for a long time, and he gave it up. And it was like, to me, when I heard him, shortly thereafter, and he got stronger and stronger, it was amazing how really well this man played for so long. And of course, like all great jazz musicians, you call out a tune out of a book of 600-700. He probably he knew the key and he knew the melody right off the top of his head. So
KUVO's president and general manager Carlos Lando on the line as we remember Freddie Rodriguez Sr. Reading the bio, of course, he was part of that band every week at El Chapultepec. He was part of the house band at Lil's right across the street from us at the Five Points Media Center, playing when Cedar Walden was at DU, Charles Burrell at bass, Gus Johnson at drums. A lot of music built into that man, a lot of community love and appreciation. I guess there's just, like you say, there's no way to replace a guy like Freddie Rodriguez Sr.
Yeah, and I just want to take a moment out while I'm here with you, Steve, to offer again my condolences to the Rodriguez family and to all of the extended Rodriguez family, because this is a big family. I ran into quite a few Freddie Rodriguez cousins over the years down Larimer Street and other places. And I know Frank and a lot of people out there, you know, are just, and this is for the family, you know, respecting some privacy at this time. It was tough, you know, it's tough to pass away in that form where you have no one around you. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the great hospital people, you know, first responders who were there, but
yeah, the family, can't get in.
And that's one of the saddest things. So my condolences to the Rodriguez family, and you know, stay safe, stay healthy, you know, let's do what we got to do to get through this. And then I know that down the line, Freddie Rodriguez Jr. has indicated that we will have a celebration of life. Mm-hmm. For Mr. Rodriguez, once we get past all of this. So.
Yeah, that's what we understand from the family, that there will be a service once we're able to gather together, because it's going to be a big celebration of life. And sadness aside, there is so much to celebrate, so much love, people that he mentored, brought in, played with, invited onto the bandstand. There's a whole lot of seeds out there germinating and growing because of Freddie Rodriguez Sr. and people like him.
Yeah.
All right, Carlos.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, man.